joining us now from Riverside, California, playing down in the Rolex Tournament of Champions at PGA National in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, one of the greatest young golfers in the world, Amari Avery. Welcome into the Golf Shop.
Thank you. It's an honor to be in here.
Yeah, this is awesome. I mean, it's you've had an amazing run. It's been an interesting summer where you've risen in the rankings in your age group from, you know, 400 and something up into the top 10. Are you excited to be playing down in Florida this weekend?
I'm very excited. I can't wait to play in my first Rolex. I think I had a really great year, and it'd be nice to top it off with a win.
I like the confidence. Now, so tell me, how old are you today? I know you have a birthday coming up, but my audience won't believe it if I say it. How old are you?
I'm 13 years old.
Yeah, 13. Okay. Now, so I'm looking at Jake right now, our board operator, and my 12-year-old daughter, and they're both looking at me like I couldn't do this interview when I was 13. So take me through, how long have you been playing golf?
I've been playing golf since I was three.
Three?
Yeah.
I haven't even been feeding myself since I was three. What did your golf game look like at three?
I don't know. You might want to ask my dad about that one.
So I'm guessing, like so many other young female golfers and probably 92 or 93% of players in the LPGA Tour, your dad got you into golf.
Yeah.
Now, did he have a love of the sport, or did he see that as an opportunity for you to learn new things and build character and compete, or is your dad also a golfer?
My dad is also a golfer. He must have saw something in me because he just got me into the game, and I love it. You know, it's really fun. It's also really frustrating, but that's why I love it.
Yeah, so being so young, you still get frustrated like the rest of us hacks?
I do.
Well, I'm curious to make such a meteoric rise in the rankings. We ask most of our golfers who come on the show, we ask them how they practice, and we really ask if you're limited to an hour on the practice range, just an hour, and you have access to a driving range, a chipping and putting area. How would you divide your time?
If I had an hour?
Yep, just an hour.
I'd say I hit balls for, you know, most of the time, because, you know, I love hitting balls. but it's important to, you know, work on your short game. So I'd say I divide it in half. So hit balls in the range for 30 minutes and then putt and chip for 30 minutes.
And when you turn to putting and chipping, do you spend time in the sand? I mean, tell us a little bit about your routine. I mean, we could all learn a little bit from you in the way you're playing right now.
When I putt, I do a lot of drills to work on, you know, speed control. That's something I really like to, you know, harp on because my speed can be kind of off, and, you know, it's good to just work on that. And then when I'm chipping, I don't usually go in the bunker too much. I just chip around, you know, in the rough, and then on the fringe I work on, like, 20-yard shots or 5-yard shots, you know, just different. I'm very between different yardages.
Well, and you grew up in Riverside, California, so some of these Florida courses that you end up playing might seem a little different. Is there a favorite kind of layout? Do you like links golf? Do you like hilly golf? I mean, what kind of golf course suits your game? Short with a lot of turns or long and straight?
I'd say long and pretty straight. I do like some tight courses, you know, because I'm really good off the tee, so I can place the ball off the tees really well. So I think any course suits me. You know, you have the confidence to go out there and do well.
Well, and you know, it's funny because I'm looking at these courses that you're going to play this weekend at PGA National, and you know, if you can shape the ball at all, I mean, you've got distance coming your way. What kind of distance do you get off the tee if you have a straight runway?
I'd say I hit about 260. 270 off the tee.
Okay, wait a second. Now, I'm not a physics major, but I am 6'2", 280 pounds, and I can't hit the ball 270 straight to save my life. How do you do that?
It's just a lot of practice. Like I said, I've been playing since I was three, so yeah. I've hit a lot of balls. I've had a lot of practice. I work out, so I've been working out since I was, you know, like light workout since I was about seven, so I have a lot of muscle, so I hit the ball pretty hard.
Sweet. Well, I have a lot of muscle, but I can't hit a golf ball to save my life. So here's what I'm curious about. As you look at this field now, They've changed the tournament a little bit down at the Rolex. It used to feature some match play, and now it's going to be all stroke play, all 72 holes. Do you prefer that, or do you like match play when it's mixed in?
I actually haven't played a tournament where match play is mixed in, but I think it'd be pretty fun. I'm more used to stroke play for, you know, all the days, but I think it would have been a lot, you know, fun if we had match play.
All right, we're gonna change the beat a little bit here. I'm gonna let my daughter Mary ask you a couple of questions.
All right.
What kind of music do you like?
That's a perfect preteen question. Good. What kind of music do you like?
I like hip hop and rap. I don't know. It's really like upbeat, so I kind of like that kind of music. Electric music, I kind of like that. If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, just that kind of music, you know, the ones that make you, like, you know, just dance around and, yeah.
And do you listen to that music when you practice by yourself?
I actually don't practice by myself. I practice with my little sister, Alana. But I do listen to music on my headphones when I'm putting and hitting balls. But, you know, usually I'm talking to my dad. We're working on stuff, so... You know, I try to listen to music, but when I'm working with my dad and my sister, I don't listen to it.
Now, would you listen to different music when you're putting than when you're driving? It'll be like real mellow, like some slow jazz for putting, and then maybe something a little more upbeat for driving?
Not really. I just want to be honest. No, I listen to the same thing. Everything's pretty much upbeat.
All right. Well, Mary's got another question for you.
So you travel, right? A lot, right? So, do you miss being around your friends at home?
Kind of, not really. It's kind of rude, but...
That's not rude, it's honest.
I'm homeschooled now. I've been homeschooled for 3 years. And since I travel a lot, I have a lot of friends in golf. And I think I prefer my golf friends over my friends that I used to have at regular school. Because, you know, you have more stuff in common with them. And they kind of get you. And, you know, you really don't have friend problems. Like when people win or if they beat you by a certain amount of strokes, you don't, you know, have these friend problems. But in regular school, I had some friend problems because people thought, you know, because I was different. You know, I traveled a lot. I played golf. I was a really good player. I had really good grades. So everyone kind of hated the fact that I was kind of better than them, kind of, in a way.
Yeah, kid drama. Yeah, kid drama.
Yeah, it kind of sucks.
Yeah,
know,
oh, kid. Hey, I'm looking at my daughter right now. She's like, yeah, kid drama sucks.
Yeah, because they just kind of don't understand you. You know, you try to, like, explain things to them, and they're still kind of mean to you, but I prefer my girlfriends.
Well, and obviously being out playing all the time and you're dealing with coaches and tournament directors and things like that, you're obviously very mature and you're around a lot of adults. Is that something you had to get used to?
A little bit. You know, when I was in regular school, I used to practice a lot with, you know, there's always adults around. There was never really any kids, but I did have to get used to that, especially now. I go to, I practice at Bear Creek, so a lot of the members are a little bit older. But we do have some junior players out here, and they're all older than me, so I kind of have to, you know, get used to talking to 15, 16, 17, 18-year-olds on the course instead of talking to my age kind of people. But I think it's better because it's helped me mature, you know, in a way, and it's kind of easier to talk to them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Mary has a follow-up. Hold on.
And do you ever want all the grown-ups to just leave you alone and let you play?
That's funny. I do. They like to, you know, talk to you a lot, especially me. They like to talk to me a lot. And, you know, sometimes they want to give advice, or sometimes they just want to, like, watch you hit. And sometimes I'm really trying to zone in and focus, you know, especially if I'm working on something. And they like to just, you know, kind of stay right there and bother you. And it gets kind of irritating. Yeah, sometimes I kind of want them to go away.
Well, now that's funny because she was looking at me when she said that. So we're going to have a conversation in the car on the way home. We're talking to Amari Avery, getting ready to play in the Rolex Tournament of Champions in Florida this weekend. And I'm curious, we were just talking about adults in your life. You've had a lot of adults and some really noteworthy golfers take note of what you're doing. Now, some of them you probably never even heard of, but it must be nice to have some of these legendary players say, hey, this girl's got game.
I mean, yeah, it is. It's so awesome to get, you know, that feedback from them. Tom Pernice Jr., actually, at my home course, Bear Creek, he's one of the pros on the Champions Tour. And, you know, as you might know, he's really good. So, you know, for him to watch me and tell me that, you know, my swing looks good and my game is really good and that, you know, that I should turn pro because I'm just that good, it's a really good feeling because, you know, you're getting that kind of, I don't know, they're talking to you like that, and you're like, oh, wow, this is so cool.
Now, I mean, how do you balance personally, yourself, do you balance the idea of turning pro versus just wanting to continue to develop your game, maybe have, you know, be a kid for a little bit longer, not take on the pressures of you know, sponsorship and caddies and all that kind of stuff? How do you reconcile that in your own mind?
I don't really know. I have a lot of time to kind of think about turning pro and, you know, college and being a kid and all that. But, you know, I don't know. It's kind of hard. It's a hard question. Oh, yeah.
Well, no, that's fair. It is a hard question, and it's not something that someone at your age is even supposed to have to contend with or have the opportunity to contend with. Mary's waving at me again. She got another question.
What pro golfer has inspired you the most?
Definitely Tiger Woods. He is my idol. I've always wanted, you know, to be like him. He's the one who pretty much, you know, got me into golf, you know, besides my dad. But he's the person I look up to the most. I actually did an interview with ESPN, you know, regarding, you know, Tiger Woods and his 20-year anniversary. It was really fun. I talked, you know, very highly of him. I've always wanted to play with him. If I had like a dream foursome kind of thing, he would be in it. It'd be really fun to play with him.
Would you invite your sister into that foursome?
Yeah, she would be.
Absolutely. That's a good answer. So, well, we know Tiger's coming back for the Hero World Challenge. What do you expect of him in this comeback?
I don't know. I don't want to be like rude or anything, but I don't think he's going to win.
I know. Neither do I.
I don't think he has, you know, I just don't think he's going to win. I think he's going to play well, but I don't think he's going to be able to keep up with all the, you know, young guys out there right now.
Yeah,
especially, you know, how well he's playing.
Yeah, and we none of us wants to see him go, but we want to see him play well. So it's kind of, as a fan, I'm very, very torn. I can imagine you are as well.
I am, yeah.
Well, Amari, we wish you great luck this weekend, and thank you for joining us and continued success on your journey. And we'll certainly be watching, and we'll check back in with you later.
Thank you. This is really fun.